What the f***?
No, it's okay. On this show, you can say fuck.
And it's another episode of What the Fuck. Now, we're going to get right into this. Let's start with this week's...
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
You were telling me with Neil Armstrong dying that people were tweeting that they thought Neil Armstrong was Lance Armstrong.
And not only that, aside from that, a lot of people didn't even know who he was. And if you ever go around, there's a lot of different forums where they essentially do screenshots of a lot of people that will tweet the same thing. Because if you do the hashtag or what have you, it'll bring up like all the tweets where people have done that. And so, you know, a lot of them are like, why is Neil Armstrong trending? Who is that? Like, I'm like, fucking really? And if you've been with us before, we talk about this every once in a while on how just shockingly ignorant people are and wondering what they're teaching in schools today, because there were issues of people tweeting about not realizing Titanic was an actual thing and not a movie. I'm having a brain fart. I forget the other ones. But yeah, things like that. The other one also, as I'm sure you've seen going around Facebook, you've got the pictures from the surface of Mars. The latest one was a picture of the, it was either sunrise or sunset from Mars. And people were tweeting and, you know, posting the pic and saying things like, I didn't realize Mars had a sun.
And it just makes you go, oh my God, seriously? Yes, Mars has a sun. It's the same one Earth has, and that Jupiter has, and Neptune has. And fuck you, Pluto is still a planet as far as I'm concerned, but that has the same sun. Pluto's still a goddamn planet as far as I'm concerned.
Well, and here's the thing, because, I mean, understandably, different planets have different moons in their orbits, but I guess they assume planets also have suns, which is a little more forgivable than, and I just remembered the other one that I brain farted on. It's still bad, but it's slightly more forgivable than people not understanding that the world has existed before 2012, and that comes from when the Olympics were going on, not understanding.
Oh, I remember those.
Yeah, how the Olympics have gone on for so long. They're like, what? How could it be, you know, how did it go on for like hundreds of years when this is only 2012 and people didn't exist before 2012? And I was like, even if, you know, you don't understand and you aren't aware that the Olympics started in ancient Greece, what have you, and, you know, you look at the anniversary that they advertise on TV, you should still fucking know that zero isn't the beginning of the planet and think that people have only been around for 2012 years. I'm sorry.
Well, that is the worst. There's always this thing. And see, even Christians bring up this part. There's those dates that have that BC on them. That would be the stuff prior to 2012 years ago. The BC before
Christ.
That's what I'm
saying. These people didn't even know. Like, did I say hundreds of years? I meant thousands of years. I'm sorry.
Let me put it this way.
Very off day.
Let me put it this way. I am not shocked anymore by what Americans don't know. I would actually have been more shocked if none of those tweets had come out. If all the people had gone, wow, Neil Armstrong, God damn. That actually would have shocked me more because I'm just, I don't know, maybe I'm jaded. I've gotten
How do you not learn about the moon landing? Like, I mean, I understand things are different
if
than back
nothing
in my day,
else,
but not knowing the Titanic is real, not
if
understanding
how
else, the solar
Jay.
System works on a basic level, on a basic level. I understand you learn this stuff in fucking grade school. However, I learned it too, and I'm older than they are, and I still retain the information. And just not understanding that the world has existed for longer than 2012 years, that is inexcusable. I don't care what they're teaching in schools, what they're leaving out, what have you. There is no reason any human being on this earth should not know that there was life prior to.
If nothing else, you would think they would remember the episode of The Simpsons that Neil Armstrong was on when he helped Homer go into space.
Yeah, I mean, it just.
I mean, even if you're just going to go on a pop culture level. He was a major player in a key Simpsons episode.
One of the other things, we touched base, we're going on a little long for dumbest thing, I apologize. It's very daunting how some of these things come out. Not knowing what the stars on the American flag stand for.
Or how many there are.
Yeah, I mean, that I wasn't even aware that that was an issue as well. I thought it was just that we don't know, they're just stars. It's like, really, fucking really, like, it makes me weep for the future. I know I say this a lot on the show, and honestly,
but if you mean
you know, I've been here for almost a year on this show. I feel tainted. Like, I was in my own little bubble, and I didn't have to know how stupid some people were.
Well, speaking of the bubble, we're going to steal this from Real Time with Bill Maher. Republicans live in a bubble, and when you're shocked about things that people don't know, we can't not talk about the Republican National Conference this week, can we?
I don't think I will not be talking about it, so let's talk.
John Stewart said it perfectly. I cannot say it better than John Stewart said. The Republicans are the party that are so patriotic, they refuse to let facts get in the way of their arguments. And that pretty much sums up the RNC, I think. Facts be damned, we are true Americans. Because there were some shockingly dumb things said at their convention this week, Jay. For instance, the man running for vice president of the United States of America actually was called out by Fox News. Fox News, the almost official media wing of the RNC. Fox News columnist Sally Cohn said a vice presidential nominee, Paul Ryan, quote, his speech was an apparent attempt to set the world record for the greatest number of blatant lies and misrepresentations slipped into a single political speech.
Thank you. Just one time. There's hope for humanity. The fact that Fox News...
Even Fox News was spinning their head going, Jesus, we can't fucking defend this.
I know.
The guy's just making up history at this point. I'm surprised at one point he didn't say, and when the first president of the United States, Caligula, I mean, I'm surprised he didn't go to that point. He was just making shit up to a degree of just...
No, Caligula didn't exist because the world is only 2012 years old.
I thought that was just a Malcolm McDowell movie. But it goes on to, like, some of the things that Paul Ryan... Remember, he's running for the second highest office in the nation. And he was, like, he was criticizing Obama for the shutdown of the General Motors plant in Janesville, which happened during the Bush administration.
Wah, wah.
He was nailing the blame for the S&P downgrade of U.S. debt on Obama, when it was actually the Republicans that did that. These are blatant. These are, my God, spending 38 seconds on Google, you could find out these are lies, kind of lies.
Yeah, and here's the thing. You know, the majority of people don't watch the actual news anymore. If they do, it's from a source like Fox News. But a lot of people get their news from The Daily Show and The Colbert Report.
Daily Show and Colbert Report are probably the actual most balanced sources out there at this point.
Because, I mean, they'll go both ways. They
so do.
You know, they don't let anybody, you know, if the Democrats do something dumb, they call them out on it. And of course, they've been hating the Republicans a lot because they've just been doing more dumb stuff. Now, here's the thing. There are people, speaking of, you know, going back to our dumbest thing, and there are people that do not understand that the Colbert Report is a parody, that he is playing a character, what you have you. So in some of his extremist speech and some of the asinine things that he says to kind of agree with some, you know, of these ridiculous things going on with the Republicans, and of course, in his character, he agrees. There are some people, and maybe a lot, I don't like to think about that because it makes my brain hurt, that think he's a legitimate person, not playing a character. The thing is, I am very thankful for them, because for the small percentage that may only watch one or both of these shows, you know, if they do watch Fox News as well, or they're seeing ads, or even if they watch, you know, some of these speeches and news stories, some of these speeches and news reports from Fox News or fucking, like, I am so thankful for these two shows because, you know, like we mentioned, they're not really one-sided. You have people that are solely getting their information from Fox News or tidbit clips from other news sources that cut them to make it seem different than what is actually going on. Or they show a speech where a Republican person is completely talking out their ass. And they have this coaxing charm about them, for lack of a better word, to where they're lying through their teeth. And if you don't know any better, you would look at the screen and be like, oh my God, really? You know, I mean, if you aren't well informed, they are saying it's like a fucking snake. You know, some of these people, I'm not saying just Republicans, but, you know, from what I've seen to where the majority out there are Republicans hating on Obama. So that's what I'm using for example. You know, and you've got Fox News who, you know, if you've heard the show before, we're saying that this, you know, cocaine testing that the science lab did, they're like, oh, well, they must have put the cocaine there. Like, they just completely disregard everything.
But
so you've got,
that's the thing that Fox News does so brilliantly is it snowballs to the point where you can't see the bullshit.
The thing is, with The Daily Show, they'll take those tidbits from Fox News or those clips from those speeches, and they fill in the latter. So when basically they call them out on their bullshit. So when a Republican correspondent says something that's bullshit, that's a slam against Obama or the administration, where they're like, they never blah, blah, blah. They'll be like, yeah, that's right. And then boom, roll the clip that what this person is saying is bullshit. So that's why I'm thankful.
There was a poll done a couple of years ago, an independent poll that polled between CNN, MSNBC, and Fox News. It found out that Fox News viewers, the ones who exclusively watched Fox News, were the most ignorant about what was actually going on in the country.
It's scary. It really
is. It really is. And yet Fox News has the biggest ratings of all of those three I just pointed out for cable news. That's scary, too. Then you've also got the fact that the Republicans have to, and I repeat, have to constantly blame Obama for everything, even if it's something that was happened under Bush, because they are so desperate to regain the White House. Because like one of the things that they constantly attack Obama on, and of course they were doing it at the convention this week, they were attacking Obama for the unemployment rate and his job success. They completely left out the fact that, you know why the unemployment rate is so high? Because Republicans keep blocking all the legislation that would create jobs.
Exactly.
So it's his fault that we constantly step in his way and he doesn't steamroll over us. That's that guy's fault. And it just,
that's the thing. It's been blackballing through, you know, I don't know how many fucking months now, where essentially it's this, you know, plot to where, you know, all they've been doing is shooting down things and working against the country so that people get pissed that things haven't changed and blame the president.
That's the only way their candidate is going to get elected, mm-hmm. is if things don't get better. They cannot let Obama fix any of the things that, let's face it, 8 years of Bush totally fucked up. They cannot let him do that. Otherwise, there's no way they're going to win in November.
And that's the thing. It's like they could easily, the Democrats could easily come out like point for point and be like, you know, this and this and this. And I know they do for some extreme things. But, you know, Obama, in my opinion, unless I've missed something, I mean, I don't seem to be like the biggest news buff. I know people that'll sit there and watch news until, you know, one or two of their shows come on. They just have news on all the time. So unless I miss something, you know, they really haven't come out and called bullshit on all of this, you know, attacking on him to the scale, you know, that the Republicans are attacking.
Well, it even came out last week that John Boehner came out and said, we are not, as the Republican National Committee, we are not going to get blacks. We are not going to get homosexuals. We are not going to get Latinos. So let's just concentrate.
You're not going to get fucking women either, you fucking assholes.
Exactly. So basically, somehow, the Republican brain trust, and I use that word very loosely, the Republican brain trust has said, we're going to win this election on old white Christians. And I'm going to tell you one thing right now. No, you're not. Old white Christians, yes, they're probably going to vote for Romney. You're not going to win with them because the Latinos are, they're going to, even if they don't like Obama, they're going to vote for Obama to vote against Romney. The blacks are going to.
And I want to say something real quick here. You know, especially younger people, not necessarily 18, but, you know, mid 20s, you know, 20s and 30s, you know, you kind of lose what you had when you were younger, depending who you are. You know, when you're 18, you're like, yes, I get to vote now. And of course, nowadays, I don't know with what they teach in schools, but it's really, really important. And I know a lot of people lost heart over the government, especially the last few elections. It is so important that you guys go out and register and vote and actually vote. Do not complain about your government or the state your government is in or who is president if you didn't fucking vote. A lot of people, you know, with the whole electoral votes, you know, they figure their vote does not matter. It does. It really does.
It might not matter so much on a national level, but it definitely matters on a local level. When you're electing your local senators and your local mayors and governors and things like that.
Where the electoral vote comes from, if the majority, they tend to go with the majority of the votes from the state. So for Illinois, for example, you know, if the majority of votes that come in, I mean, of course, they're going to, you know, most of these people for the electoral votes, they stick with per state what the majority of votes were for state, whether you believe that or not. But I mean, that's how it's been. Lord knows this country is really fucked up right now that they could be just doing willy nilly. Like, I mean, for write-in votes, back when I was in high school, I forget how many times, but Mickey Mouse as a write-in has actually won the presidential election. I don't know how many times, but like a few times, you know, threw away their vote. It's like, don't throw away your fucking vote. If you're not going to vote for either, you're not happy, don't fucking go.
Hart Fisher put it perfectly. You can't win a fight if you don't throw a punch. And that's what voting comes down to.
Well, and I think also the other thing is people get confused. And I mean, I think this year, election-wise, is the most
It's the messiest extreme. I've ever seen.
It's the messiest because it's the most extremely split and the most just underhanded dealings and smear campaigns than, you know, in my lifetime ever that I can remember.
I can remember one other that was not to this scale, but was pretty damn nasty. And that was 1992, was dirty as hell.
See, I wasn't even out of eighth grade.
Yeah, see, so but I remember that. I was a junior in high school, and I was not able to vote in that election because I didn't turn 18 till like 3 months after. So I was not able to vote in that one. My God, was that a dirty, dirty campaign.
To be fair, I'm allowed to know nothing about that because I was in fourth grade. So
I'm just saying that one was almost as dirty as this. I mean, hell, Bush-Kerry was not this bad.
And that's the thing, too. I think a lot of people may not vote if, number one, well, it doesn't matter because, you know, other people are going to vote. What's one vote? You know, I mean, don't complain. Unless you fucking vote, you know, I'm sorry. You don't have the right to complain. Whether you think the electoral vote goes based on your state or not, you can at least, you know, I mean, I don't understand how you can complain when you haven't contributed and even gone, you know, and taken, what, less than 10 minutes, depending where you are to fucking vote. There's a lot of voting stations. And I think in the past, people haven't voted because it hasn't been this extreme. And it was one of those, maybe they were undecided and neither person looked that horrible. So it was like, well, whatever. I'd be happy with either guy. I don't have a preference.
There's one other thing we got to bring up, and that is the independent. The independent. Like, I voted for Ralph Nader back in 2000. And everyone just said, well, you voting for Nader, you gave Bush the presidency. There is this general consensus that, oh, an independent is never going to win, so it's just throwing your vote away.
That's not true.
Right. If everybody who said, I would vote independent, but it doesn't matter, actually voted independent, guess what? It would fucking matter. If all you people would go, well, you know, let's just take Nader for an example. Nader doesn't have a chance against Romney or Obama. Maybe that's true. But you guys need to vote to give him that chance. You can't just vote for Obama or Romney because they're the only two, and I'm using air quotes, real candidates. That's bullshit. There has never been a true independent in the major offices of this country. We need that.
Because they're independent, they don't get as much for lack of a better word, screen time, if that makes sense, because they don't have.
They are actually cut out of most media coverage.
I was saying, Mr. Interrupter.
Watch the great documentary Orwell Rolls in His Grave. That shows how if you're an independent, NBC News, Fox News, you don't get coverage because you're not considered a real candidate. Vote with your heart and vote with your politics, not with, I don't think that guy has a chance, so I'm actually just going to back the winner.
Yeah, it's not a contest, guys. It's not like, I wonder who's going to win. I want to vote for that team. And I think a lot of people take that and be like, well, I don't want to vote for, and I mean, there is a little bit of a fear to it where you don't want to vote for somebody and then feel responsible if things aren't going so well. But tough shit to bitch about it if you don't vote. I'm sorry, you don't.
I find it really funny. Back when I worked at Channel 26, I was going to work one day and was behind a guy in a pickup truck. I know it's stereotypical, but clearly a Republican. On the left side of his car, he had a bumper sticker that said McCain Palin. On the other side was a bumper sticker that said, whenever I play to win. And I just thought, oh man, that's so ironic.
Yeah, I mean, that's the little off topic or whatever. If you want,
it's just kind of funny. But
I know, but but yeah, the thing real quick with the independents, you have to understand if you don't like either candidate. I mean, if you're a Romney fan, or you are completely in support of everything he stands for, aside from the snips and one-sided altering, either way, do your research. Whether you think that Democratic, if you're not sure and you don't really like either, or you want to see, on the independent side, do your fucking research. I mean, we as a society are really fucking lazy and we take things as face value. If you hear something that you didn't know about that another candidate is saying, it's like, take things from the source. Look at that and be like, okay, well, they said this. Fucking research it before you go, hey, that really sucks. I didn't know that about that guy.
A perfect
we'll see
example.
If it's true. There's mudslinging everywhere. You can't take, I mean, think of it. It's almost, if you think of those really bad high school, some of them are good, but those really bad high school movies where they're going for an election or just some kind of popular place. And there's just all of this mudslinging and underhandedness and horrible. And I know this isn't the best analogy, but I mean, this is on that level of horrible nasty. So if you think of those situations where it's just like, oh man, that's so wrong, magnify by 1,000. And that is what is going on with these campaigns.
A perfect example, Jay. I have a perfect example that solidifies everything you just said. Most Republicans want to repeal Obamacare. They got to get rid of Obamacare. Do you know who actually came up with Obamacare? Mitt Romney.
Wah, wah.
Most people don't, because they don't look at that kind of thing. Or they side with a candidate for one specific issue. Well, Romney's against abortion. He's going to fuck me with taxes. He's going to destroy our country. He's going to hand it all to the corporations. But he saves the babies! Okay, you people need to weigh the entire package, not a single issue.
And guys, I mean, if you're sitting there being like, okay, well, they have a point, or if you think, we're just talking out our asses, that's your opinion. We've tackled a lot of stuff on the quote-unquote War of Women, whether you feel that that's a real issue or not, that prerogative. The fact is, there is just so much insanely horrible ideas and quote unquote issues that these Republicans are wanting to change and tackle that are essentially setting the country back, especially, for women. And yes, I'm a little partial because I am a woman, with the whole being so concerned about whether a woman gets an abortion, what they do to rape victims, birth control, all of that. It's like, okay, well, are you going to place these kids when the moms have to have them and keep take care of them? I mean, I wish I had that quote. There's actually a quote from a nun and I can't remember her name. I apologize. It just sparked me. And essentially, this is a Catholic nun and she is explaining about the whole, stance on this no abortion, no birth control and how these politicians are technically pro-life, yet the baby comes into the world, they don't give a shit about it. With all that is wrong with, the quote unquote system that kids have to go through when, you know, it's kind of like, all right, you had it, we're done, and they leave. And it's really horrible. And I'm not saying, you know, whether you're pro-choice, pro-life, fine. I seriously believe everybody's focusing on, oh, well, religion says this and religion says this. It's like, I'm sorry, separation of church and state. Just because one religion is more favored or popular than another religion, you know, it's kind of like my way or the highway, and it's sickening. And I saw something that, and you know, whether it's real or just a meme, it gives me some hope. And it was someone that had found a pamphlet, and it was at a church, and it says, you know, what Jesus said about homosexuality. And you open it up and it was blank. I thought that was the coolest thing. Hopefully it was real, if it's something that someone just made, you know, to post. But I thought that that was kind of powerful. And people just, this is probably a subject for another time, and I'd have to do a little more research, because it's been a while since I, you know, tackled the Bible as a whole. Not bad talking it or anything like that, but essentially all of these points that these politicians are quoting out of the Bible, saying this is wrong because they're essentially picking and choosing, you know, from the Old Testament what they still want to apply. Because there's a lot, if you're going to go from, you know, the written word, there is a shit ton of stuff that is written that we don't do anymore, you know, having to do with girls.
If one of these religious nuts works on a Sunday, they're supposed to be killed.
Yeah, I mean, women on their menstrual cycle, we're not supposed to eat shellfish, you know. I mean, there's just a lot of stuff that goes, it's been a really long week, but I mean, there's just a lot of stuff to where if you are going to, one core thing or a couple core things, you know, keep it all. It's like, you can't pick and choose and force, you know, you can't force religion on state government anyways. And that's what they're trying to do, this whole, you know, take our country back and this and that. And it's like, just because that's what you believe in, that's fine, but don't, it's like the Spanish Inquisition. It's, we're going to make your life hell if you don't do what we say. Yep. Join us or, you know, be fucked over.
And that's a perfect way to seg out of this segment. So we'll be back after Heart Attack with, I wish I could say it's lighter. I'm probably still going to get mad about it. So
it's less political.
We'll be back.
Hey, you guys, Hart D. Fisher from Heart Attack here. And normally you'd hear me ranting and raving about some political thing that's got a bug up my ass or another, but today I want to talk to you guys about the Safe Cig. When I was growing up as a kid, my father smoked 3 packs a day, my mother smoked 2 packs a day, and when we went on a family camping trip, he rolled up the windows for the air conditioner, so we rolled down the highway in a goldfish bowl full of smoke. It was nuts. Well, tell you what, folks, I wish my father had this when I was a kid. Safe Cig is a new technology that offers a real alternative to smoking tobacco cigarettes. That's right, it's an alternative to smoking tobacco cigarettes. No tar, no ash, and has virtually no smell. So go on down to www.thesafecig.com. No secondhand environmental health or fire risk. So if you've got a hubby or a wife who likes to smoke in bed at night while she's reading her favorite James Patterson novel, well, hey, you don't have to worry now if she's smoking the Safe Cig, because it's not on fire. So, folks, I've got a really good deal for you. If you want to try out the Safe Cig, you can. You're going to get 20% off if you use the code HORROR. That's right. Use the code HORROR, and you're going to get 20% off your order of the Safe Cig. And that's thesafecig.com. So go ahead and check it out today. Get your 20% off. Don't forget to use your code HORROR.
Woo! Man, I got to tell you guys, things are pretty damn crazy over here for me at American Horrors. The stuff with Alki David, the crazy billionaire, is blowing up off the hook. I've got 3 shows in the can. I've got a meeting coming up where I'm going to meet with Alki, and we're going to work on the show and fine-tune this puppy, so it's one hell of a great show. I'm really excited about this, actually. It's actually a big thrill, and this is what's really been keeping me busy. I've been on the go all damn day. Just picked up my car from the shop. That cost me a pretty penny. I had to lay down about $1,000 to fix up my Chevy. What do we got here, Josh? What are we looking at here? We're looking at
censorship.
Censorship on the internet. And what do we have here? Gee, I don't know if you guys heard at home that are listening. Have you guys heard of the Hugo Awards? Today or yesterday, I can't remember, I think it was yesterday, somebody emailed me in about this thing with the Hugo Awards. And apparently what's going down is the Hugo Awards, a very big science fiction awards set up, it was broadcasting from Worldcon in Chicago on Sunday. And this is a live award ceremony, you know, award ceremony, has clips of things, clips of movies, clips of shows, and they were broadcasting on the web through UStream or Ustream. And Ustream's web robots, or their copyright bots, these artificial intelligences pulled down the live broadcast claiming there was copyright infringement. Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing that's got me really pissed off about this. It's not about copyright, guys. This is a test run on how to control political thought on the internet. They're going to have these invisible bots, and your live event or your protest march or what have you will get pulled off the web, and they'll say, oh, we thought it was copyright violations. Well, you know what, guys? There were no copyright violations. In fact, this was over Doctor Who clips that were licensed and properly licensed. So now what we have on the internet, guys, is unlike our country, America, where you are innocent until proven guilty before a jury of your peers, now, according to the web bots, you're just guilty. You're just guilty.
It pisses me off. Like, if you saw my Facebook post, I just got hit by a YouTube bot for a Blade Runner promo from 1988 from WPIX out of New York City that I put up on YouTube. Warner Brothers bot has flagged that as potentially infringing. From 1988.
I get this all the time. I get this as a regular thing from YouTube where I get flagged for you're using third-party content. And the thing is they just assume you're guilty. I'm a broadcaster. I run a TV network. So the music that I use is licensed. I license all my music. I have music releases. I have model releases. It's a real fucking business, guys. I'm in the business of creating broadcast and feature film entertainment. This is what I do. So I make sure my ducks are in a row. I think I make sure my contracts are all signed. You have to. You really got to watch your ass out there, guys. You got to protect yourself. And what do I find from YouTube? They immediately bang you as if you're guilty. They don't even ask, do you have music releases for this? They just immediately do that, and why? Number one, they want to be able to pull down any content they feel like anytime they want, which is political, guys. It's about political and about commerce. Because what this is really about is commerce with television. These television studios are very pissed off. They've been fighting with cable for a long time. The broadcasters have been saying, look, we can't compete. Broadcast television has limitations that cable does not. Therefore, you're creating an unfair playing field for us. And even just recently, we had the Supreme Court rule against the FCC's indecency policy, saying that they couldn't charge and fine people for saying fuck on the air. I mean, honestly, who's to say fuck is obscene? Everybody uses the word fuck. I use it. My wife uses it. Everybody does. You stub your toe. Fuck. Ow, that fucking hurt. Everybody uses this fucking word. So what this is this is just the beginning to get you used to having your speech regulated. That's what this is really all about. This is just the beginning of you being used to give an excuse, and you go, oh, okay, yeah, okay, they can abridge my First Amendment rights because this is okay. And the next thing you know, you're dead from 1,000 fucking paper cuts.
Right, and what it really comes down to is, like you pointed out, it is partially thought control because they want to tell you what's acceptable and what's not. But the fact that you are guilty until proven innocent, like I can't tell you how many times I have seen them go, fair use is not an excuse on YouTube. A friend of mine
it's legal.
Right, but fair use is legal with parody. A friend of mine put up a Raiders of the Lost Ark parody he made back in the 90s, and he did not have the theme song. He had a sound-alike theme song. It was shut down within 40 seconds of him uploading it. It was taken down by a bot, and it's like, that's fair use.
One of our correspondents for American Horrors, Ken Call Murdoch, just had one of his brand new clips taken down, and we're talking about a guy who's shooting interviews at comic conventions and such, and they took down his post before anybody had even seen it for copyright infringement. This is the new trick, guys. They're going to use this copyright infringement as the way to yank down whatever they want whenever they feel like it. We've got the raid on Demonoid that shows us they're going to arrest you wherever you are without charging you with a crime. Have they charged the gentleman that they seized, the guy who owned Pirate Bay? Didn't they arrest this guy in, like, Thailand or something?
Yeah, one of the founders of the Pirate Bay was just nailed for a 2-year-old warrant. It's a Swiss warrant. I don't remember where he was nabbed, but it was a Swiss warrant he was picked up on.
Mm-hmm.
The Pirate Bay. Okay, you've got people that are bootlegging music and movies. All right, fair enough. That technically is a crime. Yet you've got people selling drugs. Cops don't bust them. Nobody gives a shit about them. You got prostitution all over Craigslist. Nobody shuts that shit down. But God forbid you bootleg a George Lucas movie.
Folks, I think prostitution should be legal. I'm really sick of people telling women what they can or can't do with their body. You know, it's her fucking body. Let's grow the hell up. Sex is just sex. That's all it is fucking sex, guys. But that's a whole other fucking show.
Well, to George Carlin put it perfectly, selling is legal, fucking is legal. Why is selling fucking illegal? Why is it illegal to sell something that's perfectly legal to give away?
Well, here's the funny thing. I was given a list of words I can't say on the air because they're worried about being fined by the FCC. Even though the Supreme Court unanimously ruled to throw out fines the FCC was seeking from networks for showing nudity and swearing on TV in violation of their indecency policy. Supreme Court threw that out. Why do I still got to follow all these rules? And I'm told that all it takes is one person to complain. And believe me, man, I'm dealing with lots of complaining on the fucking internet. It has been really weird. Folks, the negativity that I have experienced on Facebook, when somebody invites me to an event, like somebody invites me to a screening of a horror film or they invite me to a rock concert, if I might go, I post maybe, and I post something about what I'm doing. I hit maybe, and I post, like right now I'm posting everywhere, the fact that you guys can be watching American Horrors for free right now. Everybody in the world can. Just go to www.filmon.com. That's FILMON.com. And register, and you can watch American Horrors free right now. And I think it's going to be until October. That's what we're working at. So I'm posting everywhere, letting people know, hey, man, if you're a horror fan, here's what's playing today. So I'm invited to places like we're going to cover a screening of The Lost Boys. And so we're talking about, hey, here's our thing, and we post. So some jealous douchebag director, wannabe horror bald fuck, you got to love it. It's this fat bald fuck who is your standard flannel-wearing bald belly hanging over his fucking shorts, you know what I mean? Fucking lame fucker. Same old shit, directed 2 horror films no one's ever heard of, bitching and moaning that I'm this self-promoting ass clown. Yeah, what kind of an ass clown puts up a 24-hour kick-ass horror network and says, hey man, the party's free, come on in? And I'm getting lots of weird negativity about this shit where people are like attacking us on... Even at like, okay, I'm training with Gokor, and I'm working with Gokor. We interviewed Gokor. He's this major martial artist. I've been training with him for, fuck, Jesus, since the mid-90s. And I'm a friend of the dojo, and so they've got a big tournament coming up. And I post, hey, guys, you can check out American Horrors for free now. Check it out. I'm going to be down there covering this event with cameras. And this fucking dildo's out there, I don't see how horror has anything to do with mixed martial arts. What is up with this self-promoting post? Who the fuck are you? What, are you trying to fuck things up for Gokor? Are you trying to get the press to not come? Or the dudes that were on the thing about the Lost Boys? What's your fucking deal? What is up with the hate on the Facebook about this shit? I'm really stunned, man. I've actually had to get rid of some people in my life and tell them to go get fucked because all of a sudden they were acting weird. Couple of trolls on the web, and you know, the guys have all told me, like Danzig and Mark Brooks and some of the dudes that film on, have just said, Hart, be ready for this. It's going to happen. You know, you're going to get hit with this shit. And I'm used to hate, man. I'm used to it. But to be pissing on these announcements for a free party, it's a free party that anybody can go to. And I just really don't understand it. It's just really kind of mind-boggling to me.
That also comes down to the censorship on the internet. It actually does circle back to that. If you shut these idiots down, then you're guilty of the same thing we're complaining about.
I wouldn't shut them down. I know. They've got every right to have their opinion and to feel the way they feel. That's fine. But I'm not going to stop what I'm doing because you feel bad.
You let these idiots basically hang themselves. You let them make the stupid comments, and people are going to see that they are self-hating assholes.
pretty much I've been told just not to post at all. A lot of the guys that I know that are famous have all told me don't get pulled into this. They've got nothing going on in their life. They have absolutely, they want your life. They're jealous. They wish they were you. They wish they were doing what you're doing. And that's a lot of what some of the Film On guys are like. You know, your media reach is really wide, and it's about to get bigger with this TV show. Alki's been making some major fucking deals with, God, it's really mind-boggling to be in the middle of this and to watch a TV network being built from the ground up by a guy who has the financing. I'm kind of used to people always grubbing for money, and artists are always working hard to try to find the money to make a movie. And now here I get this opportunity to watch a dude who's motivated, who's smart, and who's completely financed. It's really amazing. Thing about these web bots is important because this could affect, let's say, Film On. And I think that these web bots, this thing with Us Stream, I think it's a test. I think these guys are testing out various things to see if the public will stomach it, to see how they'll handle it. And you know what, folks? We're going to tell these motherfuckers, we're going to shove it up their ass, aren't we, guys?
What awaits you in the House of Seven Corpses is more than a fear you can't explain, a fate you can't prevent, a death you can't escape. The House of Seven Corpses holds a deadly secret. You must see it to believe it. There are 8 graves, 7 bodies, 1 killer, and he's already dead. International Amusement Corporation presents The House of Seven Corpses. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Death waits in the House of Seven Corpses.
All right, so there's been all these rashes of shootings, and, you know, the Sikh shooting, and obviously the Batman shooting, and there's all the school shootings, and even going back to Columbine and Pearl and things like that. You know, in most cases, okay, have you ever worked in a convenience store, Jay?
Not a convenience store, but, you know, I know where you're going, and it's kind of the same at retail. And
okay,
you know,
well, you, okay, you've worked in retail, and I'm sure that they went over robbery protocol. If someone comes in with a gun and they say cooperate with the person or try to hide or don't confront them. Well, apparently police in Tuscaloosa, Alabama have decided, fuck that shit. You fight back. They're training people, teachers, students in schools and whatnot. If someone comes in with a gun, you rush their ass. You don't hide. It gets to the point where Police Lieutenant A.B. Green, who's overseeing the training, said, quote, hiding from intruders is sometimes not enough. I have a feeling you're going to have a greater chance of surviving a school shooting by hiding under your desk than you are running at the guy.
Well, and that's the thing, too. It's like, if they come in with semi-automatic weapons or what have you, and, you know, whether it's one person, three coordinated, you're not going to be able to do much over them. And I think that maybe their reasoning, I have no idea, but the only thing I can fathom is if they're, you know, thinking of a situation with a handgun that only has so many bullets or what have you. But, you know, I'm sorry, the people are unbalanced. And if they're going back to, because I know after the plane jackings, 9/11, it was kind of the where, you know, if people start shit on a plane, everybody's going to bum rush them. Well, that's not an automatic weapon as well. I mean, the, you know, they had the knives and, you know, you've got the throw bombs, but it's like, that's a situation to where you can't do anything versus a school. And would you want to be responsible for, you know, a classmate's or a teacher's death? I mean, let's say someone's going in there barking out orders, it's a hostage situation, whatever, and you bum rush them, or if you're the only one or what have you, and they don't shoot you, they shoot your girlfriend over there, or your best friend, or your favorite teacher, what
have
you.
Or if they've got dynamite strapped to their chest, you cause it to go off and you blow the fucking school up.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about ranging ages 14, maybe a little younger if they got, you know, ahead in school, to 18-ish, and then teachers. These are children. You cannot tell for, you know, I mean, to coordinate that. And it's like, all right, well, are the teachers going to start carrying guns, U.S. Marshals in the event, you know, and bus drivers, like in the event of a, you know, a situation? And you can't, I mean, I've worked at schools before, and, you know, they even have the no fight back policy where, you know, to prevent huge fights from breaking out. It's like if someone punches you, you don't fight back. You let somebody, and granted, this is grade school. So before, you know, everything goes on that. I just can't fathom how they would try and promote this, because it just wouldn't end well. And if you look at some of these school shootings, obviously there's a lot of tragic ones. There's also situations where they have been diffused with minimal to no actual heavy loss, if that makes sense.
And
I know that's horrible verbiage, because, you know, someone died, someone did get hurt. But imagine
if in one
of those situations, you bum rush. If someone's unstable, they come in with a semi-automatic, you know, some of these kids have a pipe bomb. You're going to get fucked up. You know, there's no, obviously, if a child, and I use child loosely because the majority of these happen in high school, and they're still kids, but, you know, they're young adults majority of the time. I mean, 16, you're still a kid, but you're on that line. They're going in not because they think it's cool, not necessarily because they're fucking psycho, but they've been, you know, the majority of these shootings, at least that get handled by the news, are due to some kind of mental or physical abuse to where the kid snaps. And if you're dealing with someone that's snapped, the best action is not to bum rush them. I mean, you're more likely, because more than likely there is at least one person in that fucking school that touched that kid's life at one time. Obviously, you can't speak in absolutes, but I don't know. I just think that you have a better chance trying to diffuse the situation versus bum rushing and getting a lot more people killed. Not saying that, you know, trying to diffuse it is going to save everybody. It probably isn't. But at the same time, you know, I'm sorry, a lot of people who run and get the fuck out of there, I mean, I have a feeling that, I don't even know what I'm trying to say here.
Well, okay, it also comes down to, there was the recent shooter in Washington, D.C. The cops laid so many bullets into the guy, a whole bunch of bystanders got wounded. After the forensics were done, almost every one of the bystanders was wounded by a police officer. And a lot of times, there's a reason that most states have no chase policies. Like, if you rob a bank and you get into your getaway car, the cops don't chase you, because you're going to cause more damage trying to get away and maybe hurt more people than if you just get away and then we try and catch you later. That's what brings up the whole, like you pointed out earlier, the situation is diffusible if you don't act rashly. You instead act rationally.
I mean, of course, situations are different. I mean, if you've got someone pegging out specific kids that bullied him and, you know, he's got them lined up or whatever, and there's, I mean, every situation is different, you know, but from the sound of this, it's more so somebody comes with a gun, everybody fucking bum rush them. And that is not the best course of action. Also, it's going to incite paranoia if you have these 14-year-olds and up training on these little tactics on to do stuff themselves. They're fucking kids. You're lucky if they get, you know, their homework fucking handed in, let alone trusting them with, you know, it's not a fucking fire drill. And so, you
exactly.
know, you're going to have situations of someone maybe having some anxiety, reaching into their backpack, pulling something out that maybe is, you know, a fucking pen or something. I thought he had a knife. You know, I mean, you're going to have these kids being bum rushed. You're going to have the kids that maybe always get picked on who are acting a little strange that day, and they're going to get bum rushed, you know, because it's going to be instilled in these kids, you know, this is a place of danger versus the opposite.
So what it comes down to is, I think this Tuscaloosa program is one of the most asinine, and I put it in quotes, solutions to school shootings that I have ever seen. This is so reactionary that it leaves rationality behind. You've not retained any semblance of intelligence to whoever came up with this idiotic idea.
You know, I'm not saying never take action. I mean, obviously, if you're seeing people you love and your friends getting pegged down. It depends on the situation. If you see an opportunity, depending on the person you are, you might go for it. But the fact is, they should not be trained to do so. They're kids.
That should not be their first option.
Exactly.
Where can we find Mistress J? Oh, I just gave it away. Oh, damn it.
Ha ha. I am on Twitter as The Mistress J. Facebook, of course, and you can find me on thecinemasnob.com.
You can find me at 1201beyond.com. Contact me at 1201beyond@gmail.com. And I'm going to say good night. Try not to be stupid and try not to lie like Paul Ryan does.
And register to vote.
Still moving to me.